This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Absolutely thrilled today to be visiting with a brilliant physician who's turned his career and his leadership into now serving as the Chief Information Officer of a great health system, Maine Health. Dr. Nygren, take a moment, if you don't mind, to introduce yourself, and then we'll talk about your career, how you ended up here versus practicing, what you love, what you're most focused on, and a lot more. Dr. Nygren?
Perfect. Thanks so much, Scott. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat today. So yeah, as you mentioned, I'm a physician. I am a pediatric endocrinologist and had a longstanding interest in technology and somehow managed to merge the two interests along the way. I've been at Maine Health now in the CIO role for about 3 years. Prior to that, I was at Boston Children's Hospital for what I like to call forever. I was there for about 25 years, if you count my clinical initial start there together with my IT role. I was the CIO for 20 years. People always ask me, why did you leave? I was looking for a larger role. I was looking for system level experience, and this opportunity at Maine Health became available. So I was practicing throughout my entire tenure at Boston Children's. When I did the move up here to Maine, I decided it was time to hang up the stethoscope and focus on solely the IT aspect of things.
Phenomenal. 25 years at Boston Children's Hospital, or 26 or so, one of the great institutions in the country. Talk about being at one institution for 26 years. It's one of my favorite things we talk about is, you know, people that stay at one place for that long, I generally think they have to be competent and likable, because if you're not likable, at some point somebody will get after you. So you sort of have to be both. But talk about any thoughts or ideas you have on somebody having that kind of longevity at one institution.
Well, you obviously have to like the place yourself too, and that was absolutely the case for me. As you mentioned, a storied institution, really seen as one of the leading, if not the leading institution in the world, really around pediatric care. And as a pediatrician myself, it obviously resonated with me, and it was an energizing environment. I think Boston in general is a hotbed for healthcare IT, and the incredible people all around me, both clinical folks, but also folks focused on application of technology to care. It was just energizing and sometimes challenging too. I won't lie. Sometimes there's a lot of egos and folks who really want to have their way. And so that comes with all academic healthcare systems, I think. But it was a really fantastic experience there. So like I said, I was looking for something a little bit different though. And as I moved up to Maine Health, it struck me one day that, that Boston bubble that I like to refer to it as, is not how the rest of the country operates within the healthcare space. And that was a realization I had when I was talking with some peers from around the country. And I thought, gosh, maybe I need to escape from this. Insulated environment that I'm in and see how medicine is practiced in other places and how IT plays a role there. And so, it's only a short 2-hour drive up I-95, and yet it is a very different environment. Sure, we have the big academic healthcare system, Maine Medical Center in Portland, big 700-bed facility, very similar to what I experienced in Boston. But then we also have, that 20-bed critical access, very rural hospital, and several of those. And that experience has been invaluable for me to see what it's like to be able to manage in those places as well.
Now, in the old days, when you took that route up I-95, I think you would see the Hilltop Steakhouse, which I think is no longer there now.
Well, that's been raised for a while. Yeah, that was on Route 1, actually. Unfortunately, not there. The sign is still there, though. They preserved the sign for posterity, but it's now a series of condos and sort of a strip mall kind of thing.
Fascinating. So when you look at this year, what are you most focused on and excited about this year? Where's your core focus this year?
Well, obviously, you know, no healthcare IT interview these days is considered complete unless you mention the two letters A and I. And so clearly, we're no exception to that. We're focused very much on what these technologies offer us the ability to now do that we couldn't do in the past. So we're absolutely immersed in that and trying to see where the most logical and beneficial applications of AI are going to be. At MaineHealth, we're also, I like to think of it as operating at two ends of the spectrum. MaineHealth is a relatively newly formed healthcare system. In the past, there was sort of a loose affiliation of local facilities around Maine and New Hampshire. But in the early 2020, late 2019 period, it did formally come together as a system. And all of the things that systems normally do at that point around consolidation of systems, you know, streamlining applications, application rationalization work, and so on, that had begun. But then, of course, the pandemic hit and that threw a wrench into the works. And so the bottom line is that we're still doing now a lot of that sort of good housekeeping, if you will, that needs to happen when an integrated system comes together. And so, you know, it's a lot of infrastructure work, infrastructure modernization, technical debt elimination, like I said, streamlining and standardizing on one system for a particular function, all of that kind of groundwork, if you will, that's required. So we're doing all of that stuff at the foundational level and perfecting things there. But at the same time, we're trying to continue to push the envelope and use the new technologies to really facilitate care delivery and efficiency and all of those things as best as we can. So I'm really quite proud of that ability to work at both ends of the spectrum. And that's really what we're focused on.
Thank you. And talk about, you know, it's so funny. You mentioned that, you know, no discussion is complete without talking about AI, and that is so true. But I also think today's world, at least with recent headlines, no discussion is complete without talking about cybersecurity. And anything that you're watching there that you're trying to do, any tips for people or thoughts on this?
Yeah, great point, Scott. For sure, it has been and remains on, you know, the top list of priorities for any CIO these days in healthcare or otherwise. In fact, you know, we could merge both of the topics we've talked about together. I think the intersection of AI together with cyber is going to be incredibly important because, you know, although our tools might be enabled by these new bits of functionality, the bad guys are also going to have these tools at their disposal. And so I think the stakes are going to be even higher. I think in particular in recent weeks, the whole Change Healthcare challenges that we've all been through, I think that lends an important additional thing to start to think about is just, you know, how much consolidation in our industry is healthy. You know, do we need to think about some diversification strategies as we implement our systems? You know, we've been obviously moving away from best of breed and trying to get to, you know, having platforms that we build a lot of our functionality on, whether clinical, administrative, or otherwise. This episode has really made me at least start to think about, well, is that the right approach? Should we not potentially think about splitting at least some of our functions across different systems so that we're not at the whim and mercy of what any one particular system or platform has happened to it. So yeah, definitely still top of mind for me and for everyone, I think.
Thank you. And advice for young leaders or emerging leaders, you've had this wonderful career and you've done this wonderful thing, which I think is one of the great prescriptions against burnout in medicine, is you've been a practicing physician and then you've evolved into other roles. You know, from what I see, if in almost any profession, you just do the same thing for 30 years, even if it's lucrative, if you just, you know, do arthroscopies for 30, 40 years. Most people at some point become burnt out. If you're just seeing primary care patients, kids, whatever it is, it's a prescription for burnout. You've evolved a lot in your career. Any advice you would give to emerging career people or emerging leaders?
Sure. You know, the one thing that you referenced in my clinical career, I often felt that I had no clue how CIOs and within the healthcare provider world managed to do the job that we have to do without having that clinical background that I have. I think it's helped me so much because I really understand, you know, what it's like to be, you know, in that exam room on the hospital floors and so on. And so my advice has always been to folks who are moving up the ranks within healthcare IT and progressing their careers is that if they don't have that background, that they really need to make a concerted effort to get closer to it at least. Make rounds, go out, lock arms with your CMIO or CNIO or some other clinical person and go and see what it's like on the inpatient floors within the ICUs, in the operating rooms, you know, in ambulatory clinic rooms. That kind of experience goes miles in terms of informing you about what's most important to work on, because for sure we've got requests for 30 different things to do, but only bandwidth to do 10. And so getting a little bit closer to the business, if you will. And that also extends to the operational aspect of things, the administrative side. You've really got to talk to your customers, know what your customers are experiencing. And that goes miles towards really steering you in the right direction. I think that's probably my number one tip that I always bring up when people had asked me for advice about their career development.
Thank you very, very much. And I guess I'd ask this question, Dr. Nygren. You do a variety of interesting things. You just gave a talk at Vive. You do a lot of interesting things. What else are you excited about right now? What else keeps you going and excited in the morning and get you excited about what you do?
Well, honestly, Scott, you brought up my career has been a long one, and that essentially I've been in the same role for 25 years now, getting close to 30. I don't view it as the same role. It's so dynamic. It's changed so much over that relatively short period of time. And I continue to see it change. And that's what's so exciting to me. Without, you know, gushing too much about the AI stuff, it really is exciting. And unlike a lot of, you know, buzzwords in our industry, there's substance to this. And I think substance that's going to lend to really impactful changes around the care that our clinicians provide to patients, around, you know, how we do things in administrative parts of our organization. And that's really, really exciting. I mean, it's Star Trek, you know, like kinds of things that are starting to be made available. And that's crazy. Just the fact that, you know, now our clinicians using ambient documentation tools that are becoming increasingly sophisticated, you can just talk to your patient in a, you know, an outpatient clinic visit and magically have your note appear at the end of the visit. That was like a Nirvana dream when I was practicing. And the fact that that's real now and in the hands of our providers is just unbelievable to me. So I get energized and excited by that kind of stuff.
Fantastic. Dr. Nygren, what a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and what a remarkably great career. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. Those are really kind words, and I always appreciate the privilege of talking with you, too.